Good song. You are listening to Auction Access Radio here today on AM 1300 The Animal. We are with Jim Burness from Clear Energy talking EV vehicles. That's electronic or electric vehicles. So, okay, we talked a little bit at the break here about the fire, the Chevy Volt fire. What's the scoop there? There was a big headline about they're exploding. Chevy Volts are not safe. They're exploding. Can you debunk that?
Right. That is a great example of the media overblowing what really happened. So
once again, the rest of the story.
Exactly. So what happened is that the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration crashed a Chevy Volt, as they are supposed to be doing,
yep.
And it did get a 5-star crash rating.
Nice.
So they unfortunately did not follow protocol and did not drain the battery after the crash. So 3 weeks later, the battery caught fire. So really the lesson that we need to learn here is that if you total your Volt, make sure you get out of your car within 3 weeks.
Good one. So don't live in it.
Yeah, okay.
That's awesome.
And really, they should have drained the battery just like they would have.
Just
drained
like they
gasoline.
Should have. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are 300,000 cars where the gas tank explodes every year, but they don't make the
yeah.
evening news.
Oh my gosh, they're exploding yeah. like crazy.
And think about it. If we were to introduce vehicles today,
yeah,
and you said, okay, you can either ride this battery or you can have at least 10 gallons of highly explosive liquid sitting under your butt. Which one do you think would get consumer acceptance?
Well put. All right.
Excellent.
You think your car buying experience was bad? Wait till you hear these stories. Time now for the Ripoff Report with Auction Access on AM 1300, The Animal.
Okay, so we had a Ripoff Report-ish that I read a couple days ago, last week sometime, and it was about a Buick LaCrosse. The guy was ticked off because advertised, it said 35 miles per the gallon, and he's getting 24. So he's ticked off at the dealership, blaming the dealership for all this, which was a total joke.
And again, this was a used vehicle.
I'm sorry,
a pre-owned vehicle.
No.
Or was it new?
No, it was new. This was a new one.
Oh.
Yeah, $38,000 for a Buick LaCrosse. So tell me a little bit about the Buick LaCrosse Hybrid.
Sure. So what General Motors is doing on some of these larger cars like the Buick LaCrosse, it's a very light hybrid, or what we might call a mild hybrid. And usually what it does is it's called start-stop technology. So you pull up to a red light, and you put your foot on the brake, and the engine shuts off. And it's a good way to get these bigger vehicles a couple extra MPGs. You know, what I'd be curious to find out is, how's this guy drive? I mean, I could drive my car, my electric car, and get 20 miles of range if I stomp on it every time the light turns green.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you just want to make sure that you're driving it in a way that you're not wasting what you're being offered.
Yeah. So there's a lot of variables there that we can't check on.
Yeah, exactly.
So when they do say, though, 30 some odd miles to the gallon, I mean, now you're talking the what do you call them? The gasoline ones.
The
ice vehicle. So when you're talking about an ice vehicle, they always say, you know, 38 miles to the gallon, but you can expect 35 or something like that. Is that the same with these hybrid kind of vehicles? Are they inflated?
Actually, it's kind of the opposite. So the EPA says that I can get 35 miles out of my battery.
Yeah.
We get 40, 45 every day.
Okay. So it's kind of the reverse.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. All right, Mark, you got another Ripoff Report?
Yeah, okay. So this is a good one. So Jim, just listen. These are classic. Okay. People,
you're going to like these.
People,
I wonder how many of these I've heard before.
I don't know. People are dumb. Okay, so here's one. Auto Advantage. And by the way, Mark, I'm just going to say the name of the dealership because they're so far away.
I always thought it was funny you saying XYZ company.
Yeah. You were like that? Okay.
All right.
So Auto Advantage, deceptive business practice. Okay. This is an auto dealership located in Western North Carolina. They use TV ads and newspaper ads to promote their sales. And he spelled there, T-H-E-R-E.
Stop.
I know.
Stop. I know, but you got to stop bagging on the guys riding into the...
I know. I'm so bad with that. So anyway,
you really are.
I know.
Sorry. Stop bagging.
to all of that, read this. Don't do business with this company. This company uses a company called Auto Trader. Ooh. To get a trade value on your vehicle, of which is computer generated on the lowest possible price for your vehicle, of which is near to nothing. They also buy vehicles the same way. Oh my gosh. God, they don't want to buy low. They would want it. Doesn't a dealership
buy high and sell low? No, yeah. They don't want to do that.
Gosh,
that's not a good idea.
Lose a little bit on every deal and make it up in volume.
Exactly. they show you this piece of paper from Auto Trader and talk you into believing that this is all your vehicle is worth. Then they in turn put a KBB price on the vehicle and make a lot of money from this. Ugh, terrible thing to do. Case in point, a 2005 Chevy Colorado, base with 64,000 miles. And by the way, I'm looking for a vehicle that is, I want to see
an equivalent.
I'm trying to see what they're selling for. Odometer, what's 64,000 miles? Sorry, folks, I'm really slow at this. I'm just going to see what they're selling for at the auctions.
Okay, so what we're going to do is dance here and have a slide.
No, here we go. In excellent condition, worth, according to NADA clean trade value, $9,200. KBB price clean retail, $9,700 miles. All I was offered on my truck towards a trade of a used car on their lot was $25,000 to $3,000. Needless to say, I didn't do any business with them. This is without doubt one of the worst dealerships in Western North Carolina to do business with. My advice is do business with a much more well-known dealership, as you shall be taken by this one. They're scammers. He called this dealership scammers. Okay, so I am at the auctions right now. And Pete, you weren't here on Friday. So Pete, the sales manager, was here talking about trade-ins.
Okay.
And you know about trade-ins too, Jim. So the fact is, dealers cannot lose money on trades. So when they take it to the auction, that's one thing they don't want to do. So the auctions are selling these things around the same kind of miles. Here's one with 59,000 miles selling at the auctions for $5,100. They offered him $3,000, so about $2,000 below MMR. The bottom line is this guy was ticked off because the dealership insulted him. That was the whole reason for this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is, here's the good news. The guy walked away.
That's great news.
So
he didn't get talked into it.
Exactly. So, because most of these guys, they get talked into this stuff.
Okay, so hold on. I'm going to take the consumer perspective here for a second.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So $2,500 trade-in on a vehicle that was selling on average $5,000.
At the auctions, yeah.
At the auctions. At the auctions, you would expect that they're going to be... They're just wanting to get rid of the vehicle. They're not trying to make money on the vehicles that they come in a trade-in.
Right.
So I do think that's a little bit
Well, now, keep in mind, here's the deal. This is average MMR. Now, I don't know what kind of condition this truck was in. If, let's just say for sake of argument, if it was in bad condition, below MMR is $3,800.
Okay.
Okay. So hard to say because there wasn't enough information. But the bottom line, the guy was ticked off and he's... Look, again, people don't like to trade cars because dealerships, they do lowball them.
Yep.
Now, if they can make, Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, because you know the industry as well as I do, dealers wouldn't mind making a couple $100 on the trade.
You bet.
Okay. In this case, they would make, if it was between 25 to 3, and if it was low MMR, they'd make about $800. But the thing is, at the end of the day, the consumer has the ability to walk
say
away.
No.
But to bash this dealership the way they did.
Yeah, bashing the dealership on the...
Not crazy about that.
And to go to the defense of some of the car dealers out there, you know, usually when you're going through this kind of transaction, they don't put it up on a lift. They don't really get under there
Absolutely.
And see what kind of condition it is. Years ago, I remember showing up on a dealer's lot to do a deal when I was a car broker many, many years ago. And the fleet manager was there in the parking lot, lying on the ground, yelling and screaming. Because he had paid a four-wheel drive price for a two-wheel drive vehicle. He didn't even realize it came in two-wheel drive.
Oh.
Whoops.
Wow.
Isuzu Amigo.
Whoops.
Ow.
Okay, well, here's another one. And this one is, Jim would understand this as well. J. Wolf Subaru Toyota Honda, Kansas City. We purchased an automobile from this dealer, and we were offered an extended warranty at an additional cost. We refused to buy it, but then we were told and we were given in writing a money-back guarantee if we did not use the warranty during the five-year period. Jim, in all your years of experience, have you ever heard of a buyback? warranty?
I don't think so.
Okay, so this is, and I will take the consumer's perspective on this one.
Okay.
The dealership.
If it's in writing.
So at the end of the 5 years when we went in to get our money back, so this guy, obviously, he's kind of meticulous, probably OCD. to get our money back, they refused to pay it. They said that the previous owner, which is the new owner's father, I guess, whatever, had gone belly up and they were not obligated to pay his bills. We would recommend he stay clear of this unethical dealer. So, look, I'm going to pull for the consumer on this one because if it is in writing, however, at the same time, dealers do what?
Okay, see, I'm going the other way.
Dealers go out of business and you are not obligated for the other
Absolutely.
Guys.
If it's like if it's a new company, no, I'm sorry, it would not be.
Yeah, I would agree.
That's like going to Kmart because you bought something at Walmart and they, well,
right.
maybe the
yeah,
other way
yeah,
around.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to Walmart and return something you bought at Kmart.